Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is a Smashola, Dad. Attaboy. Spinning all the hits. Getting us ready for Christmas. This program, the Grant and Danny Radio Show, is brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
So we're running out of time here, right? The show ends mercifully.
25 minutes.
Short 4.5 hour jaunt that you take every afternoon.
Stretch run.
Okay. Haven't heard a single rejoin yet with Festivus.
I don't think Dad's going to let you down.
Okay.
Harry Stamper never misses his mark.
Fair. Very okay. Done and done. I just am looking at the clock thinking, do we even have another break yet?
There is not another break.
Is it?
So you're wondering, how could he possibly
how
land
can we have
this
a rejoin? Sounds like it's an outro. Sounds like the last thing we'll hear today is a little Festivus.
All I know is Harry Stamper needs to drill to 750 feet. He's getting to 750 feet.
Okay. Got it. Never misses mark.
Where are you on the Armageddon film?
I watched both the Asteroid movies the summer they
Deep
came
Impact.
Out. Yeah, Deep Impact with Tia Leone and then Armageddon with the lovely Liv Tyler. Nice.
Armageddon. Sounds like you agree. Top 5, top 10 movie of all time. Sounds like.
No, I don't agree to that at all.
Sounds like an endorsement.
I will say, I found it funny that I found myself sitting in the theater twice in one summer watching movies about asteroids. And I just kept laughing inside my head going, nobody at the studio said, hey, when are you putting yours out? Oh, summer of, what year was it? 96? Yeah, we'll wait on ours.
I actually read about this once, and this, I can't remember the examples, but the piece was about how the way it works is essentially somebody goes to the studios and they go, we want a movie on this. And so there are these times throughout history where you've got Deep Impact, Armageddon. I think one of them was like in the mid-90s with youth baseball. It was exploding. People were playing Little League, and they wanted baseball movies for kids. So at the same time, you had Little Big League, Rookie of the Year,
sure.
The Sandlot, and there was one more. Little Big League, Rookie of the Year, The Sandlot. Angels in the Outfield.
Okay, yeah.
All come out within a year and a half of each other. But there's I forget the name of this, but there's this phenomenon like that where everyone does this rat race thing to see who can make the one that gets greenlit, and sometimes they all get greenlit, and then you get buried with
too many of the same genre.
Exactly.
Right. There was also a run after the asteroid run of volcano movies.
So I remember, let's see.
Which is both things. You're like, really?
Wasn't Dennis Rodman in one of them?
You're like, what are the odds of an asteroid or a volcano?
I think Dennis Rodman's in one of those.
He might have been.
Volcano movies.
Might have been. Anyway.
It's time for the Audio Vault. I have scoured the internet for the best audio that exists today. Let's do it. So, Zabe, walk into the Audio Vault with me, if you don't mind.
I love it. Roomy in here.
Let the door close behind you as the air hits us. It's very nippy. Basically, I'm going back a week's worth in some of these cases, but this is some of the stuff I've had filed away in the drawer to get to on the Audio Vault. I want to start with Kurt Cignetti. Did you see Indiana on 60 Minutes, the feature they did on the program and on Cignetti?
I saw that they did it. I have not seen it. It's also on my list of things I got to watch.
Must-see television. This is back in the good old days when they aired the things they produced on 60 Minutes.
Yes.
Back when you were allowed to do that kind of programming. Mm-hmm. Kurt Cignetti, boys and girls. Back when 60 Minutes was a thing on the players that they recruit.
You know, we're not going to recruit selfish guys. Or guys that don't want to pay the price. And so when you surround yourself with a lot of achievers, high achievers like that, and you prepare weekly the way you're supposed to, anything's possible.
I love Cignetti. I liked him at JMU, what he's done at Indiana's Hall of Fame. What I've realized in watching more and more of him being interviewed as he's become this national face now, his coach speak is off the charts, but I think he lives it. He's like a Nick Saban. Like, he means it when he says, what's your philosophy when you coach? He said, every single play, one play at a time. We play 8 seconds at a time. I don't care what happened before. I don't care what happened after. I don't care what the score is. For those 8 seconds, you're worried about your fundamentals and your responsibility. And when you hear all that, you're like, God, that's the most boring, tired coach speak ever. But you watch him say it, and he's so dead serious about it. And really, that is his philosophy. If you do your job enough, for those 8 seconds enough times, and we have enough guys who do, because of the players we're bringing in here, we're going to win every single time. This dude is an all-timer.
He has one of the greatest quotes ever, which is, I win. Google me.
The best.
That is phenomenal.
Cam Ward was the number one overall pick last year out of the University of Miami, now the starting quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. He has not had a good rookie year. He has had flash moments, and as the year's gone on, he has definitely picked it up a little bit, I think. There's reasons for hope. He has flashed enough that you feel like maybe he could do this, but he's on a team that's 3-12. He's completed just 60% of his passes. He's up to 13 touchdowns, 7 picks, but I found this fascinating. He was asked about the coaching search coming up for the Titans. They've already fired Brian Callahan. He's going to be playing for his third coach, his third play caller early next season. Good way to ruin a quarterback. He wants to be involved in some of this interview process. Listen to this.
I want to meet all of them. Every coach who's going to get the opportunity to come here, I want to meet them, have conversations throughout the whole process with them, because that's someone that I'm going to be here with, you know, for that time. So we got to just continue to, you know, me being around and being open to no matter whoever we try to hire, because I know at the end of the day, who we do hire is going to be the right fit for us, whether it's a defensive person or offensive person. They're going to make sure that every person, you know, in the right place and make sure that every person is set up for success.
Yeah. Nah. It's not how it works, bro. Because you know what? The coach they may want to hire may have some very pointed things to say about what you're not right now.
Correct.
And what he wants to fix about you. And if you were allowed access to interview these guys or talk to them, and this coach that is really smart says, your footwork sucks, I want you to stop doing this, and here's what I would do to change you. And if you don't like that, like, man, no, my footwork's good, you're going to say pass, and it might be just the guy you need. This is not how it works, brother.
I like or can sign off on, have no problem with, when there's enough pelts on the wall and you've earned it. Like Aaron Rodgers in year 11, should be involved in some way in what the Packers are going to do as a head coach. Because he's a big ego guy, Hall of Fame guy. He's not going anywhere.
But these players, Grant, don't make good judges of who can do it.
But you're mishearing me. I'm not saying he should pick the coach. I'm saying he should be involved in the process.
Well, why let him be involved?
Well, because I want to make sure that the head coach and him are going to mesh. That's the most important relationship in the building.
But if you let the quarterback be involved and you're trending towards hiring the one guy you really want, think is the best, and the quarterback says, ew, now he's essentially negating your choice.
I don't know that I would let him negate the choice is my point. But
okay,
they wouldn't meet after I hired him.
I know.
But also it's a very rare. I'm talking about Mount Rushmore players. I'm talking about Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Mannings.
But here's the thing.
And Cam Ward, respectfully, you ain't on that list.
Even the Mount Rushmore guys, they're oftentimes bad judges of which coaches will be good. And oftentimes they don't like what the coaches have to say. For example, Mike McCarthy, when he came in for the Packers, the first thing he said to Favre was, you better stop throwing picks. I'll get fired. He shut Favre's gunslinging ways down. And really, if you look at Favre's stat grid on Pro Football Reference,
sure,
McCarthy came in and bent the trend in a much more manageable fashion. Favre didn't care. He's like, man, I'm the gunslinger.
Yeah.
But McCarthy laid down the law, and they're like, wow.
Again, it's
so
not
that's my point about making,
but Matt LaFleur
even the quarterbacks.
Met Aaron Rodgers and in that interview process.
Yeah, he didn't. Rodgers didn't love LaFleur, though, either.
Not initially. But guess what? They hired him, which speaks
they
to my
did,
point.
They did, and they found a way to get along. But
yeah.
Cam Ward, like, listen, man. I get what you think, but you're just the quarterback.
Well,
you don't get to interview the coach.
Not just the quarterback, just a quarterback who has had a year with a lot more bad than good. So let's just focus on improving on the field.
He's talented. I like some of the stuff I see. His receivers are dog shine, and the whole team is bad.
Yeah. I mean, he's got work to do, too. But, yes, he's got some talent. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I thought this was good. I saw this circulating today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He was just going full-on backyard football, drawing up plays in the dirt. See the touchdown before the half where he throws it to Kenneth Gainwell?
Yeah.
That was a play that he dialed up based on what he was seeing at the line.
In the
this
dirt.
This side. I'm going to run flat to the right. Yes! Motion all the way out, run a go, all the way out.
Rodgers off his back foot, throws it down the way, and look at Gainwell.
And he scores.
Thinks he has a touchdown.
He catches it. He catches it. Excellent. He caught it.
I mean, I don't think he was touched. I think this might be a touchdown, Jim.
I mean, Gainwell thinks he has it.
This could be a touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you, this running back is like a wide receiver.
Got on his feet, went to the end zone.
And a touchdown.
A lot like the Phil Rivers audio we played earlier where Rivers is calling everything at the line. I'm a sucker for that.
No, I love that stuff.
Rodgers telling him, hey, motion as far out as you can and run me a go ball, throws the ball, they score a touchdown. Respectfully, Matt LaFleur, that wasn't you. That was, or in this case, I guess it's Pittsburgh, but that wasn't you, Arthur Smith. You know, that is Aaron Rodgers.
Did you see the trash talk from Rodgers to, I forget the linebacker, saying, you're just embarrassed that a 42.
Yeah, it was Jack Campbell.
He's
really good player.
You're just embarrassed that you can't, you're not as fast as a 42-year-old. It's pretty funny.
That was good. Yeah. You can still talk a little bit.
Yeah, you can.
Let's dabble down to college. Kenny Dillingham this week saying the quiet part out loud. He stays at Arizona State. He doesn't take the opportunity to go to Michigan. They asked how he can get Arizona State back to the top, and he literally says it's time to beg for money publicly.
So we need to find one of these really rich people in this city to step up and stroke a check, and I'll do everything I can to make you the most famous person in the city, right? That's really what we need. We need one person. We live in Phoenix, Arizona. You're telling me there's not one person who could stroke a $20 million check right now? There is somebody out here who can. There's somebody who can. There's somebody. And, like, other people are going to sacrifice to be here. Somebody, step up. Step up and be that dude to say, holy cow, what completely changed it? This person. There's somebody out there that's going to listen to this, that's going to get it forwarded. It. If you know somebody who can do it, forward this message to somebody. Somebody can step up and completely take this place from the direction it's going to holy cow. And it's right here in the city.
What an irreparably broken system.
Just so funny. And now people are really pissed at Joel Klatt. Because have you seen Joel Klatt has been saying, nobody cares about Cinderellas. Nobody wants to see JMU.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot last week.
Nobody wants to see, you know, Tulane. So they're pulling up the ladder on the little guys, and they're steamrolling either wittingly or unwittingly into a 45 to 60 school super league that then changes the landscape of the sport entirely. Problem is, I don't think Klatt is entirely wrong that while it makes sense and is lovely to have the 1AAs and the lessers, the group of fives, competing against the power fours on a September through end of November basis, when you're talking about a 12 or 16 team playoff, those little guys don't have a chance to make a run. They just don't.
They do not.
The sport is different, and so therefore you got to come to grips with the fact that there's two different things. There's regular season product and the pageantry of a wide landscape of college football, and then there's the, well, we're trying to find the champion from the best teams.
Most of the teams that get in from the power conferences don't have much of a chance either.
Correct.
The blowouts are there every single year.
You can spot the two or three teams that have a real chance of holding the trophy without even a bracket.
Yep.
With your own eyes. Casual fan can spot them by the time the season's over.
Staying in college football, speaking of the little guys, UTSA head coach Jeff Traylor, he's got 20 players that are missing their bowl game because they've been picked off one by one by agents telling them, here's where you got to go, and teams saying, we need you. And so he was talking about a broken system. The idea that you're coaching with your arms tied behind your back because there's a lot of promises being made to my guys who are now gone.
We'll be a shell of ourselves. But whoever we got out there, we're going to go out there and play the best we can. It's just the numbers so big with all the tampering, all the agents. It's coaches too. It's all of them. Our kids are being numbered such incredible. They're being promised such incredible numbers. They're getting lured into the portal. I just hope all the things those coaches and the agents are promising they're going to do for my kids. I really hope so. And I hate it because I really want to coach them in a bowl game, but they're getting leveraged out of it. Their agents are telling them if they got to not play in the bowl and they'll get this number if they don't play in the bowl. So it's ridiculous.
What a voice, by the way.
Yeah, I like that.
If the coaching doesn't work out, I'd say voiceover work.
He sounds like a high school football coach in a movie.
Well, you know, we go to get guys out there.
Look into the eyes of the man next to you. Everybody touch somebody. Hey, everybody, listen up. Shador Sanders after the game, I've enjoyed him for the most part at the podium. He's very honest, kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. I like most of this answer. I don't like when you start threatening that you're going to get the locker room to not talk to the media. But he was asked about coaching decisions and if he agreed with something Stefanski had done. And here's what he said.
I know you can't be asking me that question, man. Come on, man. We can't see that's like the thing, like, if we want to change, if we want to change the narrative, change the franchise, if we want to, like, help, we got to speak. Life, you can't. Those type of things is, like, separate us. Like, a lot of the players, like, get these type of questions, and then we want to be working with y'all. We want to be proactive. But, like, when you ask questions or when questions are asked to us players and it's, like, you pinning stuff against each other, it's, like, come on now. You know? It's, like, a thing in the locker room, like, you know, we're not going to be able to talk to them for real. We're not going to be able to give them what they need, like, because that separates the team. That don't help anything. It don't help anything in any situation, no matter how you answer it.
So you lost me when he starts talking about the locker room won't talk to the media. That's unprofessional and childish and whatever. But what I was interested in about his answer was this idea of this is a loser culture where they point fingers and we need to change that, which I agree with. The way to do that is to just answer the question in a reasonable way. So the guy says, hey, Chador, what do you think of going for the fourth downs? You guys went 0-for-2 or whatever. And you say,
I think the question was specifically, was it the right call?
Right.
And the answer to that, I should be a media consultant for these guys, is yeah, because the coach called it.
Right.
And whatever the coach calls is always the right call. It's
which is what he said last week in a similar question.
All right. I also think he should use the word like more, because I only counted 37 of them in about a minute soundbite. That's always a sign of an effective and intelligent communicator. He's terrible at the podium. If you like him at the podium, God bless you.
Well, no, here's what I like.
I think he's terrible.
Here's what I like about him at the podium, his honesty. I like his candor. I find it honesty? Refreshing. That was honest. He's like, come
he's
on.
He's saying, man, don't ask questions that try to divide us.
Correct. Which that part I don't like necessarily.
There's always going to be hostile questions, possibly divisive questions.
Yeah.
It's your job as the person up there at the podium to deflect them or ignore them or just fill it up with gobbledygook.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just saying. He can answer that better.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would have said. They ask, what did you make of the decisions to go for it? Did you agree with them? Yeah, I agreed with it. We're trying to win a football game. Pretty simple. But what I like
but
is...
But then he's going into lecture mode. He's in no place to lecture anybody about anything.
No kidding.
So just say, no, it was the right call. The coach called it. It's our job to execute it. We didn't get it done. Next question.
Sean Payton calls the Jaguars a small market team.
You know, we've got to be on point. They mix it up defensively. They've got a a very talented punt returner. And so as you look at him and you watch the tape, you know, it's a smaller market, but you see a real good team.
And then after beating Sean Payton's Denver Broncos, the head coach of the Jaguars remembered that he called his team small market.
Yeah, great team effort. Just thankful that, you know, a small market team like us can come into a place like Mile High and get it done.
MJ style. I took that personally. Yeah. That is your audio vault on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Capitals play the Rangers tonight. Let's get you a Capitals power play. Seven o'clock puck drop. Rangers 18-16-4 in town to take on the 19-12-5 Capitals. Caps have not been playing well. Need a home win tonight. They're dealing with a banged up Ryan Leonard who's been out. Tom Wilson working through pain right now as well. They need the rest of that top six to come on. Alex Ovechkin is in a cold spell scoring goals. Like what I'm getting out of big number 34 Justin Sortif, who's been on the fourth line. Dylan Strome, Alexi Protas got to do some heavy lifting here for the Capitals. Ethan Frank coming off a two-goal game with his speed. He and the youth, Hendrix LaPierre, Connor McMichael, have to step up. Your Caps power play, more from John Walton in just a few. Zabe, it's been a fun couple of days. Good hanging out.
Yes, thank you, Grant. It was a lot of fun.
I know you are all...
Darius Ryan and Toby, thank you for having me. You guys have been very kind and welcoming, and I appreciate it. Have a merry... Merry Christmas.
You are ready to celebrate your holiday?
Hell
what do you
yeah.
got on the docket here?
Oh, got some sitting around watching some games. You know, I have a podcast. You can tune in at the Zabecast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, all the places.
Just
you know?
Don't use your smart device.
No, why not?
Well, that was a joke. Oh, you don't
right.
have a smart device.
Well, if you have a smart
right,
device,
exactly.
Say, Alexa, right. Find me the latest edition of the Zabecast.
That's right. Thank you. That was fun. Danny yep. will be back in the saddle next week. And thanks all of you for listening to the show. Means a ton. Have a wonderful holiday a Merry Christmas, a great couple of days ahead. The Caps are next on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Happy Festivus!
This update is brought to you by Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team. Visit Baldino's.com. The Commanders getting set to take on the Cowboys on Christmas. Four players did not practice today for a second straight day. Nick Ballore, Marcus Mariota, Daron Payne, and Laremy Tunsil. Tressway was named to the Pro Bowl. He's going to be the starting NFC punter. It's the third time he's been selected to the Pro Bowl in his career. In the NBA, Wizards guard Cam Whitmore was diagnosed with upper extremity deep vein thrombosis, so he is going to be sidelined indefinitely. Tonight, the Wizards in action, taking on the Hornets in Charlotte. 7 o'clock tip-off, near the game on the Team 980. Caps in action right here on The Fan. They'll take on the Rangers puck drop at 7 o'clock at Capital One Arena. Baldino's Lock and Key is your hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. They make car key problems look obsolete. With 9 area locations throughout Virginia and Maryland, stop by one near you today. For more info, visit Baldino's.com. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.